Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciation again to our guy, B. Scott, for joining us in the last hour. Let's get back to a national championship game. Let's really fully exercise all the demons on this one.
I've been trying.
We're hoping to do it. Like, it's just an immersion therapy kind of day, I guess. What's gonna haunt the most about this particular game? 713-572-4610. I did ask earlier when I talked about Spencer Arrighetti getting hurt in a very weird way. What's the weirdest way that you've gotten injured? Someone said they jumped off a boat on land where a pine wood was that had a pipe underneath it.
Ooh.
Landed on it, rolled and broke their ankle. The roll in the ankle I saw. The breaking of it has got to feel really dumb.
Yeah.
I had a pretty significant sprain one time just from like. I did one of those basic sprains of your ankle playing basketball, mm-hmm. and I just kept playing.
Don't do that.
Yeah, well, I know now that I'm an older and a hopefully smarter human being.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this game. What were kind of the larger things for you? What's going to haunt the most? Because, I mean, there's definitely one thing in particular that's going to sit with me.
Well, the one thing for me is just how uncanny and similar it was to 42 years ago. I mean, from 1980, I can't get over that. Like, you know, everybody's had like something bad happen, you know, hopefully nothing horrible, but something bad happened to you or in your life. And then the exact same thing happens again.
A little deja vu.
Yeah, but it's not even deja vu. It's real.
Deja vu all over again.
Yeah, that's what I can't get over, because let's go through some of the things that are similar. So 1983, Guy V. Lewis, 61 years old, probably his best chance to ever win a national championship.
Certainly his best.
And an ungodly good team. And he's facing a 37-year-old coach with an upstart program and loses in an amazing way at the end of the game when, by all rights, the Cougars should have won. That sounds an awful lot like last night, man. 69 years old versus 39 years old. Clearly the better team last night. I don't think a lot of people would argue that. At least, you know, you got to give the Gators credit for the second half. But clearly, you know, rolling and in control. And then you lose in the most remarkable way possible with one of the players that you just consistently count on, you know, losing the ball, losing his dribble, and the game slipping away. That's just one similarity. Number one, the ages of the coaches, the fact that it's U of H again. And then there's this. And I think it's kind of sad, to be honest. Like, that Duke game should go down as one of the all-time great moments. I think it's going to kind of be lost in the sauce over the course of time.
Yeah.
Like the Louisville game, when U of H played Louisville and just absolutely, it was the best game I've ever, one of the best college basketball games I've ever seen in my life. And it's lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
Because they ended up not winning the championship.
It's going to be something that locally and amongst like UH supporters is going to mm-hmm. it's going to resonate. We're going to recall this. I mean, it was an incredible basketball game that we had a particular interest in, but it no longer becomes a part of the story of the championship
mm-hmm.
for now the champion Florida Gators. Like, maybe some people, if they're like prone to being more historian
yeah.
than not, they'll go, and the reason why you did not face Duke is because the blah blah
yeah.
blah, right? And
yeah.
maybe they'll go to that point, but it would be
but
so
it's not
much
be on
more
a pedestal,
powerful, right? It'd be know? So much more powerful. It's like, yo, this was the crowning achievement to the point where we knew, okay, the team of destiny that's going to get to that end point. Absolutely, one of those things that's going to haunt. Some things already coming in, like that no goaltending call.
Yeah, I had that on my list.
At the beginning of the game or early in the game where if you
want to do... It was in the last minute of first half.
That's right. If you want to do the thing where you don't consider like the fact that everything changes after a particular point in time,
mm-hmm.
that's 2 points. And that's also like it causes a little bit of a swing there at the very end of the game. Like, mm-hmm. But if you just want to go for that's 2 points... 2 points is the margin of victory here, right? Like that changes a lot in that moment. But the reason why that one is not going to haunt me as much, that's going to be a point. But you were up 12 later on in this game, and it wasn't that you didn't get those points that in a game where you really need to squeeze all of them out.
Yeah.
It's that you kind of fell off of a table at a certain point in the game. That's where I'm going to come to more if you're just talking about scoring.
You can look at it that way. You can look at it so many different ways because that bucket would have put the Cougars up 8 points. With about 35 seconds left. So they could have gone into the half leading by 8 points. But instead, they didn't. They missed the goaltending call, and the Gators came right back down and knocked down a three. So it goes from a potential 8-point lead to the what was it at the half? Three?
It was a yeah, three-point game,
31-28. So it goes from 8-3.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you Florida, you feeling a lot better yeah. at halftime. Like, all right, we here.
Yeah. So... Yeah, that's one that's going to haunt people. What's going to haunt you guys? 713-572-4610.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I gotta mention it. Apolitical as possible. Ted Cruz showed up.
The meme continues to be there.
You gotta
dude,
go
it's
here.
Uncanny. Talk about uncanny.
Continues to be there. It does continue to be there. Like, I saw it and I was like, as someone who does not necessarily look into the superstition of things, mm-hmm. like, in a real way, I was like, damn, that's going to be there. Also, shout out to Ron for reminding me that I did get my hair twisted up between them winning and them losing. So, I mean, again, not superstitious. However, it's going to be this little thing that I go, damn, mm-hmm. that sucks. You know what the thing is for me? The Juwan Roberts, after having a 6-year career and mm-hmm. being like incredible player, especially this year, one that they could depend on when they got the ball into the paint against big dudes, small yeah. dudes, wide dudes, all sorts of dudes in the paint, leaves this game 3 of 13 with 8 points. And then after the game, like, you hear it in what he is saying. And it's not just that he's emotional here just in general, but it's listen to what he's saying, because, like, it really does get to the heart of it for me.
It mean a lot. You know, it's the worst part about all this is I can't do it with these guys again. That's the whole big picture about it. You know, we lost, yeah, but I can't run it back. You know, I can't wear this jersey again to play with those guys next year. I think that's the worst feeling. And I feel like when you're part of family and you leave here last year, it's kind of like separated a little bit. You know, you got to go on with your life. I'm about to be out of college, start my professional career. You know, these guys going to be here, but these guys are always going to be family to me, 100%. And the worst part is, you know, seeing those guys' face, you know, when we lose, because of all the stuff that we invested, you know, all year to get to Monday night. And, you know, it just didn't go our way.
This is supposed to be the final portion of it. And it's not even... It feels like, I mean, yes, he's emotional there, but it feels like he's still pretty reined in. Like, all of this is something that he's thought about in a real way. And you can hear the disappointment, obviously, in not being able to get it done. But I'm sure there's a level of disappointment for him in general that he is a guy that they trusted when they got him the ball to make shots. And he missed some bunnies that I'm sure that he is regretting in a big way.
One very, at the very end, that could have really been a big bucket. And I kind of got a pit in my stomach just listening to him. How'd you like to be? Here's another one that's just going to be haunting. And, you know, we haven't, I mean, it's unfair in a way to sort of blame him. But you're never going to forget the image of Emmanuel Sharp.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't. It's Lorenzo Charles. By the way, you know, some people might not know this. That was a shot attempt that Lorenzo Charles caught and put in. That was just a fluke. Hakeem Olajuwon got sucked out too far in the lane. Ball landed right in his hands. He put it in. That image is just lasting forever. I mean, Sharp, you can see it. You're going to see it in your mind's eye like the rest of your life.
Yeah, and he's going to carry that with him, which really stinks because he loves putting that shot up. And I think I think if you'll allow me to speculate and get into his mind in a way that I reasonably just cannot, I think in that moment, that's a dude who goes, I am a shooter, I'm expected to shoot, and this is what I can do for my team in this moment where they need me, is put up the shot. Walter Clayton did a great job of closing out, but you could just feel it within Emmanuel Sharp where he's like, I just really want to get the shot off.
Yeah.
And he got up in the air and it was too late because the shot was not there to be taken. What do you say to the folks that then say, just try and create a foul there as opposed to putting the ball down? Because like it did feel like not just ball fake.
That might be a foul.
That's if you stay on the ground.
Yeah.
But he's already in the air. Try and generate that contact to create a foul, especially with the way that the officials went from a pretty open game to then tightening it up to a relatively tight game. Do you think that you could have gotten foul shots out of that and maybe won the game extended it?
I know I will. I have to see it again. I thought the defender just flew by, you know, and it wasn't even that close. He just flew right by him. There's a lot of things that are just haunting, and this is a good one. This was a Cougs game that totally played un-Cougar-like. I mean, it was. Like, where did that come from? They've never been out of character like that before.
Yeah, and so I think that'll haunt. And then the thing that I really don't love thinking about is, was that your best chance, and will you get another one, right? I know that in 83 you came back in 84, but Georgetown was just significantly
better. Yeah, they were not
going to be.
I
really hope that you're in a place where, and I mean, with the being in a power program or being a power conference, with the ways that the UH has kind of set themselves up where they're starting to kind of knock on the door trying to be at least viewed as a blue blood basketball wise with the respect that Kelvin Sampson has, that they're going to remain in that place. But you cannot know for certain, especially you're losing some of the guys that you depended on, two of your strongest guys when you talk about Jaywan Roberts and LJ Cryer. And I take you to The Athletic putting together their men's college basketball way too early top 25 rankings. This don't mean a lot, but I guess it's based off of just kind of what these teams look like. They will be projected starters and returners and stuff. The number one team on this top 25 for next year is Purdue.
Okay.
A good Purdue team that you did beat on this way, but they're projected to return a few guys. The starting lineup, though, looks like it's going to be it's going to be relatively different here. But Braden Smith returns, that great guard. Number two is this Florida team. They still have Florida up there, even though Walter Clayton Jr. is probably going to be a draft pick. They have some other guys, but Alex Condon, who played well, he'll remain. And then number three is the University of Houston. With your projected starters, Milos Uzan returning, Emmanuel Sharp returning, Terrence Arsenault stepping up into that spot that LJ Cryer leaves.
Yeah.
Chris Sinak Jr., who would be a freshman, one of those highly recruited. He's the five-star with JoJo Tuggle. Like, it does seem like you can kind of put that similar team together, but what's notable is that experience that you had this year, one of those real strong calling cards that we really that we had a lot of pride for this team and we said help them get to this place. It's not going to be there in that same amount of spades for that team next year.
You got to rebuild it. I know there's a culture there and the way he recruits certain players that fit what he does, that are willing to take that coaching, willing to be, work that hard and all that. But you still have to kind of rebuild it. From one off season to the next. So, yeah, there's no guarantees, and there's no guarantees. We've mentioned it. You know how much longer he's going to coach. It could be 5 years. I don't know, but it could be 1 year. So who knows?
Yeah, but Unfortunately, the Cougs didn't get done on the text line from the 346. They said that my wife came to bed and said, I hate sports.
Yes.
So it told her that this L is going to drive these dudes to be great. Okay, if you want to view it from the positive perspective, like, do you think that this ends up being a driver for these fellas and for that level of success future in the future? Hopefully so. From the 281, ESPN has the Cougs number one. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Like, let's hope that continues to be the case. But this was just a prime opportunity on the table for this Cougs team. And it does hurt that like someone like LJ Cryer was not able to make the history that it felt like he was ready to make, winning a championship with two different teams. That would have been really cool to see as well. And you mentioned, right, the person who was saying that if they had played Cougar-like basketball, it would have won. One more thing when it comes to the idea of the things that will haunt. Will Richard keeping Florida in the game with the first half that was really hot. Walter Clayton having a goose egg but seven assists, like allowing him to impact the game in that different way, is going to stick with him. Choke job of the century, says the 832. I don't know if I go that far, but it definitely
had some moments.
There definitely were some moments, but unfortunately, the Cougs fall 65-63. Salute to the Florida Gators, a very good basketball team. And really, the biggest thing is just you're going to have to wait a little bit longer for that Kelvin Sampson final stamp because, I mean, Hall of Fame basketball coach.
Yeah.
Like Hall of Fame basketball coach. And it just feels like
Guy V. Lewis.
The only thing that's not allowing him to get that fullness of the love that you see for some other greats out there is that championship. Till next year. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is the time where we typically do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do that next.